major changes in jazz over the years?
Oh, absolutely. It's always changing. The frame even moves because it's always an effort to find another voice. But one thing about jazz, it allows you to find your voice within the framework of jazz. I mean, I don't like some of the references like smooth jazz. No, that does nothing for me. I just like jazz, and jazz in its pure form doesn't have a commercial appeal to most people unless you're a true jazz lover. You know the difference in jazz and cool jazz. These jazz festivals now, they have one real jazz artist and all this commercial stuff. Gladys Knight and the Pips does not belong on a jazz show, no matter what she's saying.
And you were around her. You played with her.
Yeah, I played with her a couple of times. Yeah.
You still hang on to bebop.
Beboppers hang on to bebop, man. I ain't the only one. Yeah, I hang on. But I'm open because even the songs that I write, I don't write jazz tunes. I've only written two jazz tunes. I wrote Over at Jack's Place for a very good friend of mine, a great jazz lover. Had to be the greatest jazz lover ever known. He probably had 10,000 albums, all of them in the jazz genre, from every jazz artist ever. And he died March the 5th. So I lose him and lose my wife. So I've basically lost my two anchors. But I wrote a tune called Over at Jack's Place for Jack. And I'm trying to get his son to write some rap to it now, because that's the current thing. But I keep the jazz flavor in there, you know.
So as you look back, who would you say your greatest mentors were to you?
Probably I can call three. Cecil Magby, Dr. Sims. He ultimately became president of Langston University. And then Crazy Red.
Yeah.
Because I probably never would have picked up a knife, a fork, and a skillet had it not been for Red. And that began my whole journey for playing music. And then I love the fact that it has allowed me to get a really good education. And in part, it helps me when I write, because I write a lot, and it helps me when I write.
And you've written the memoirs of your life called Jazz Road.
Jazz Road, right.
It's not published yet, but will it be?
It was published in Romania. Yeah, I sold 10,000 copies of it. I don't have it on a publication here. I'm getting ready to put it on the YouTube or whatever that situation is now that you do. That's going to be my next thing because it's already done.